Going back to the phones now, let's go to Jay listening in Austin, Texas. Hi, Jay. Welcome.
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking the call, and I appreciate and give thanks for your ministry.
Thank you.
So my son was divorced back in 2009, and so he's been dating this girl for about 3 years, and this year they announced an engagement, planning to get married. Of course, we're trying to guide him through annulment, and, you know, right now as he's thinking that's not of interest or he's shying away from it, but they still plan to get married relatively soon. I'd say within the next 6 months, they're still planning a date and all that. But the question is, you know, they are cohabitating, and we got an invitation, which was jumped the gun from our invitation for Thanksgiving, and they said, we'd like you guys to come over and spend Thanksgiving with us. And we said, well, we already have family coming over. We thought you guys were coming over. And they said, oh, well, maybe we can get together some other time. And where I'm torn is my wife really wants to, she says, I think the family needs to be together. And I told her, well, I understand that, and I want that too. But I also don't want to legitimize their cohabitation and let them think that that's okay.
Well, Jay, let me ask you this question. Are they coming over just for Thanksgiving dinner, or are they going to spend the weekend, in which case you've got that situation of them being in the same room?
No. They invited us to their home because they had already planned a meal.
Oh, I got that backward.
Coming
okay.
From out of town. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, yes. So we can... my son understands that if they were to come to our house and spend the night, they'd be sleeping in two different rooms.
Yeah.
But they're inviting us to Thanksgiving with friends, and I've told my wife, you know, we're legitimizing their cohabitation if we do that, and I really have a problem with that. And I have no problem with my wife going over, but I know this is a sticky situation, and she's torn, you know, because she does, she wants to make sure that we don't alienate him. But at the same time, I told her, you know, we also have morals that we need to stick to, and the values that we cherish as Catholics.
Right. Let's say, let me just try to recast this in a way that might help us troubleshoot this. Let's say that the couple was not living together, but let's say that one or both of them was, let's say, had a drinking problem. And so the serious sin of drunkenness. Now, obviously, drunkenness and fornication are two different sins and different kinds of sins, but they're both mortal sins. They're both serious sins. So if let's substitute the fornication and cohabitation with a different sin and try to troubleshoot that. So how would you feel if this was a couple that had a drinking problem and they invited you to share their home and their meal, and it would give you an opportunity to not only have some friendship time with them, but also to perhaps show the love of Jesus and be a beacon of light to them in their situation? What would your feelings be if it were that scenario?
Well, if it were that scenario, then I would think that I would want to be a model and, of course, not promote alcohol, not bring any alcohol, and try to just be, you know, just come and love them.
Right. So even if the guy had beer in the fridge, or they had, you know, whiskey in the cupboard, and you knew that when you left they were going to drink, and whether or not there was any alcohol served at the meal, I think I'm with you, Jay. I think I would do the same thing. I would go to their home and try to be not only a friend, but also to be an encourager, and because you have a ready-made opportunity to show some kind of encouragement, even if it's just, you know, kind of implicit. And in a similar kind of way, I mean, they're not going to be, obviously, I'm not saying this flippantly, but they're not going to be committing the sin of fornication while you're there. You're there in their home, sharing a meal. You can do some good. You can keep the line of communication open. And by having a meal with them, there's no actual endorsement of whatever other sin they may be committing. That's how I look at this. If they were asking you to come to their housewarming party, for example, hey, we're having a housewarming party. We moved in together, and, you know, check out the, you know, the bedroom furniture. Then I would say, I'm not going to do that, because then it would be an overt way of approving of, or seeming to approve of, something that's wrong. But to have a meal and knowing that, you know, there's beer in the fridge or they're living together, I think I would go and try to do some good if I could.
Okay. All right, good. I appreciate the advice, because I was torn, and, you know, we feel really strongly, and our son understands that, but at the same time, I want to guide them back towards the church, toward annulment, and then hopefully they can validate their marriage after they're married. And she's Catholic, too, but, you know, there's catechesis that's involved because I don't think they fully understand what that means. But, you know, we don't want to alienate. And I think, you know, my wife comes from it from a sentimental part, of course, as a mom. Sure. And I'm trying to be a good spiritual guide for my family.
Yeah, and I admire that, Jay. Right. I admire it and I encourage it. Not that you need my encouragement, but I do. And maybe here's a parting thought to think about. Think about the missionaries, the Catholic Jesuit priests, for example, or the Franciscan friars. But let's think, for example, about the North American martyrs. They went to what is now Southern Canada, Northern New York State. And they went to a culture where they had multiple wives. They practiced all kinds of crazy things that we would never condone, including torture and human sacrifice and things like that. They went and lived with these people. They learned their language. They ate their food. They lived among them as a way to win them over for Jesus. And this, in a way, kind of reminds me of that kind of thing, but in a different situation, where you're almost like a missionary going into a mission field. You really are going into a mission field. And these are people who are welcoming you in. They're willing to have table fellowship with you. They like you, obviously. So you're in a perfect position to be able to evangelize them. And maybe, and probably almost certainly, it's not going to take place all at once. But if you can start building this connection with them, and over time, and they come to trust you, and they admire your wisdom, I have a feeling that good things can come from this. But if you say, nope, sorry, we're not going to come over because you're living together, I have a feeling they might just say, okay, enough with them, and then move on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call.
You got it, Jay. And call me down the road and let me know how this turns out.